we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. All right, hello everybody. This is Allie Krause, VP of Marketing at Benetrends Financial, and you're listening to Bellinis with Benetrends. This is a fun episode, guys. This is actually number 10. So it's a good even number that we're excited to celebrate that first 10 podcast set done. To our listeners who tune in, we love doing these. They're short and sweet, and we talk in about the amount of time it takes to drink a Bellini. So today, I'm excited to welcome Anthony Bird from our team here at Benetrends. He's our Director of Business Development and heads up our SBA team. And Patrick Pounders is with us today from Teriyaki Madness, which we also like to call T-Mad around here. Welcome, Patrick and Anthony.
Thank you, Allie.
Good morning.
Oh, we are so in sync today on this 10th episode. I love it. All right, everyone. So we are having this podcast because we just launched very exciting news between a partnership that's happening at Benetrends and at TMAD. And we call it our proprietary funding program, which is a mouthful in its own. But we have some exciting news. We just announced $30 million in funding. So Anthony, I'm going to ask you to kick off our podcast today and get us started with Patrick.
Excellent. Thank you, Allie. Really excited to be on today. I didn't even realize it was number 10. So this is even more exciting. But we're honestly truly excited to have partnered with Teriyaki Madness and being able to offer $30 million directly to not only their existing franchisees, but new franchisees coming on board as well. And so, Patrick, I'd like to start things off and ask you, maybe you could share a little bit of the background and motivation that Teriyaki Madness has had in partnering with Benetrends to roll out this $30 million program.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Anthony. To begin with, it was pretty easy. Our relationship with Benetrends has been longstanding. You know, you folks have been around since the 80s and an expert in this industry. But after we had some conversation, I believe earlier this year, and learned about this amazing program, it was super easy for me to chat with you about it and see if we could get on board, which worked out really, really well. Super excited about it. And really looking forward to, you know, how it's going to be able to drive things moving forward again, you know, not just with new franchise owners, but our existing franchise owners as well.
Patrick, can I just share that I love that, you know, we've been around since the 1980s. That's like a fun statistic you just threw out there.
Well, I'm an old dog at this point. Been in franchising 20 years or plus, and so I've been, you know, using Benetrends in different worlds, you know, for a long time now. So
I love that. And Patrick, I know you're the executive director of Friend Dev at TMAG. How long have you been there?
Just over 2 years now.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. Exciting stuff happening over there. We're seeing so much growth, and we know that access to funding is a critical aspect of that growth. How do you envision this partnership really contributing to your expansion and your success for your franchisees at TMAD?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different ways you could look at that. I mean, to begin with, you know, when I'm working with potential candidates for us, there's a lot of things that we're working through and that they have to think through in terms of the investments and all that's going to be involved in running and operating a shop. And certainly having funding is probably the most critical component to that. Otherwise, their dreams can't come true. So when, as part of this program and having it be a streamlined process for pre-approval, having less cash injection, you know, needed to be able to move forward and pre-qualify, it just gives them ease of mind, right? And really kind of helps support our credibility in the brand that, you know, we're here to help our new but existing franchise owners in any way that we can. And so this is just kind of an opening extension to that, sort of the first door, you know, into that world that that we have here at TMAD.
I love that you mentioned credibility of the brand. That was probably the most profound thing you just said, because think about how important that is and how many restaurant concepts there are out there. And you have a franchisee coming in that maybe doesn't know your brand yet and is looking for that peace of mind. And like you said, funding is one of the most, if not the most critical parts to getting your franchisees over the finish line. So to be able to have credibility in the brand of understanding that you're working with a group like Benetrends, who has been in the industry for 41 years now. I can't keep saying 40 in the next 2 months here. But I think that's really exciting for your franchisees, and it helps tell the story better of what we're doing and what those next steps are. But Anthony, I'll pass it over to you. What else do you have for Patrick today that's important to share?
Yeah, Patrick, excellent. You know, we've been working a lot with not only the new franchisees coming on board, but existing franchisees as well. And we see a lot of calls coming in about expansion. People are excited. Their first or fifth units now are just doing famously. I mean, I've heard nothing but just amazing things about your existing franchisees. But from a perspective of a franchisee, what do you think the value of this funding program and Teriyaki Madness's dedication to bringing their franchisees to the forefront and really setting them up on a pedestal for success? How do you think, you know, what are you hearing from their perspective? Because I'm hearing great things, and I'm hoping you are as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it really starts fundamentally with our plan, our strategic growth plan, which is multi-unit ownership as a whole. You know, certainly we're working with a lot of single unit owners, but we have many, many folks that are coming on, investing into three or five units and even more. And so, you know, to have that funding strategy sort of as a backbone there for them is really, really important. And you know, you start with the fact that there's $30 million plus in designated funds available. So as our owners grow and they get past shop one and go into two and three, and they need to come back and get funding and financing for that, again, it just gives them kind of a sense of ease there that this relationship is in place, that they don't have to start from, you know, scratch in 18 to 24 months when they're ready to get into location number two. And again, you know, with the streamlined process and having this relationship in place, again, with all the things that they have to be dealing with outside of funding, this is just a major box that they can check and be able to move past and focus on, you know, actually getting their doors open on multiple locations down the road.
I love that.
Me too. And I love that you talked about the sense of ease, because there is unfortunately sometimes stress in funding and stress in waiting on an SBA loan. So to have this $30 million there and a team that you guys have very close personal one-to-one relationships with, that's the whole goal of this program, is to make those funds available and to be able to get these people over the finish line quicker than what you could maybe have done yourself if you're just a franchisee out there searching for your own lending, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Patrick. This has all been fantastic. We wish nothing the best to all of your franchisees in their multi-unit growth and their ownership. And we love this two-way partnership with you all. And it's only the beginning. So shout out to your team for all you have done to share this program as well. We can only do so much here at Benetrends, but it's really about the teamwork that we have together and how we get the message out and how we talk to your franchisees and make this funding available. So we're happy to do it. And we're so excited that you've been our most recent brand into the program. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you as well. You know, there's a sense of honor here, because we know there's not a ton of brands that have qualified for this program. And so to be a part of that group, and, you know, just really excited to see 12, you know, 36 months down the road, how this is going to contribute to our growth as well and our franchise owners' growth.
Yeah, we'll have to do a part two and see how things have taken shape when you're podcast number 100 and we've opened X amount of new exciting brands with you guys.
All right. I'll mark the date. We'll do a sequel.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Anthony.
No problem.
Thank you.
Patrick, before we log off real quick, can you tell listeners if they want more information on owning a Teriyaki Madness, where can they find you all?
At teriyakimadness.com. You know, just go to the website per usual. You hit the franchise button up top, and there's just tons of content information up there. Everything from testimonials to, you know, structured information on how our process works and all that. So yeah, click that button, submit your information, and we'll get you on the phone with me.
Perfect. And I know you can find Anthony and I on LinkedIn. Same for you there, Patrick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. I'm an old school LinkedIn guy.
Yeah.
I'm that old that I was actually, I was there the day LinkedIn launched. So there you go.
I'm going to have to hear more about that on a podcast. Now I'm puzzled. You can also find Benetrends and Teriyaki Madness together. If you search our names into Google, Google's a beautiful thing. You can find all of our press releases, this podcast, and everything in between on this partnership and the amazing things we're doing together to connect with Patrick and Anthony on moving forward with the Teriyaki Madness. Again, thanks for joining us today, guys. Appreciate your time.
Great. Have a good day.
Thanks, Allie.